Can you hold it?
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
Where's the microphone on this?
It's right there.
Right there? Okay.
Hi. I guess it's BGU. WVGU Bowling Green, Ohio.
Hi, Bowling
Green. IWVGU Bowling Green, Ohio.
Hi.
This is Jasper Thread, the Dead Milkman.
I'm Stay Blood from the Dead Milkman.
Great.
And you're listening to us. Well, you're listening to them.
Yeah.
Butthead. Butt music. Hi, Bowling Green.
Hi, Bowling Green. I'm Dave Blood from the Dead Milkman.
I'm Jasper Thread. You're listening to us.
On the radio station.
WBGU.
WDGU.
BGU.
BGU.
BGU. BGU.
I'm nervous, but as you can tell.
What are you nervous about?
What, you guys?
Taller than us?
No.
It's some kind of like mega insecurity calmness complex or something?
No, I'm nervous.
Nah, don't worry about it.
Have you ever been in Bowling Green?
Here, take one of these.
Have you ever been in Bowling Green, Ohio?
We stayed in a hotel once there, a motel once, in between shows. We were trying to play there, but it hasn't worked out. We tried to play there a couple times, but we haven't been able to schedule a show there. But I guess hopefully we will be. Hopefully in the future we could schedule a show there.
I know you played at University of Toledo.
Yeah.
Was that last year?
That was fun. That was a pretty wild show.
It's only about 20 minutes away from us.
Well, that was good. I mean, you got to...
I got to hold Danny questions on it. you wrote that you had a new 12-inch or EP coming out of Smoking Banana Pills.
Yeah, we
five additional tracks unreleased from the BLZ Bubba sessions.
Perhaps. It's still... Right now, it's not been done. We'll see what's going on. We're just doing stuff with the remix. We had Don Was from Was Not Was remix the Smoking Banana Peels. And there are several dance mixes and alternate mixes, and we're just kind of deciding what we're going to do with the whole thing.
I had to write it on board.
So.
Doing dance mixes.
Oh, you guys have any paper in the bar?
got napkins.
What? Jim's got a beer can you can write on.
You know what I wrote earlier?
Yeah, that really helps now.
I've got one just like this. Wow, you guys have seen it. I have a cheese just like this. Exactly. It's a loud mother when you put headphones on and stuff. Yeah.
Can we get a station ID of volume again?
No.
No.
Why don't you piss off? Shut up.
What's the station?
WBGU.
Bowling Green, Ohio.
WBGU.
Bowling Green University, yay.
Ready? Hello.
Hi.
We're the Dead Milkman.
Yes.
And you're listening to WBGU.
In where, Bowling Green.
Where they put the BGs before you. How dare they?
All right.
I went to college.
And stuff.
I didn't go long enough.
Do you have a new video coming out, Smoking Banana Pills?
Not yet?
A
couple months.
Did you make it already?
Yes, yeah, made.
I've made it once. It's like,
definitely been shot. It hasn't been edited.
Oh, I see the video.
Jeez. So what do you think about
it? They're going to edit 17 different versions.
Yeah.
17.
There's enough film.
So each time it'll be shown, people will see
there's
like
enough
a different
film
version.
To make like a 3-hour, we're supposed to make a 3-hour video, but we don't have 3 hours worth of music for it.
So we're thinking about just looping the song. I don't know. You think this is a good idea?
Yeah, behind the film.
What's it like seeing yourself on MTV now? Is that weird for you?
It's
different?
Not like looking in a mirror. It's sort of different.
Well, we don't have cable at our house.
I have cable, but I don't watch MTV, so I really don't see us.
At least it's better than Winger, you know?
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
I'd rather look at us than Winger.
We're keeping like Vixen off the air while we're on.
Hey, that's true. You guys were at number 10.
Right, and we're much better looking than
all right, we made the number 10. And
Adam Curry still makes fun of you, that
I know.
Well, when we go to MTV, he'll get his.
He was in a band called Roadmaster. We're going to kick his hairy ass.
Adam Smasher, and he used to be in all the bar papers in Indianapolis. I used to read those while I was going to the bathroom in a club watching another band.
And you know who also I think is pretty weird is that guy Kevin Seal, the Mr. Squinty Eyes.
Yeah, but Merger said he's all right.
You get MTV, you got the number one album for 2 weeks in a row at BGU.
Yeah, well, that's about time.
Girls still the most requested song.
Well, that's lovely.
Thank you. Thank you, all you.
Thank you. BGU people.
Hey,
BGU
to you too.
Now we won't poison. Now we won't poison your water system.
Is the band already covering punk rock?
Big Hunk of Cheese. They cover punk rock.
Big Hunk of Cheese.
Comes on right after they do.
Cool
play the funky music and White Boy.
When they do a cover of The Doors, they always sing the I Got AIDS lyrics.
Thank you. Thank you.
Is the man on Beelzebub really your dad?
That's my father. Yes. Rodney
Sr. is really cool.
Actually,
he was dying to do it.
We don't know for sure.
He's a star.
He loved him. My mom wishes she'd been in.
I really got sick on the cigar, though.
Yes, he did. He blew his chunk. He's never smoked in his life.
He enjoyed it at the time, but later on.
Well, he was pretending like, yeah, this is great. And I'm like, Dad, you've never, he's like 50 years old. I'm like, Dad, you never smoked in your life. That thing's going to make you puke. He's like, no. As soon as I packed up and left, he went in the bathroom and I saw him turning green, right? I was like getting his way, like, how are you, Dad? What's up? He's like, I'm broken. I'm like, yeah. So that was pretty funny.
But how do you go about writing songs? In any special way?
We just steal them from watching Dick Van Dyke show.
All right.
I watch a lot of Dick Van Dyke.
How's the tour going?
Oh, it's a living hell.
Horrible.
I gotta get some paper.
It's going in a circle.
I need paper.
I can't get out of it.
Then give you paper
strip.
You plan to tour Europe?
No, never.
Never.
Absolutely
I
not.
I don't want to go to communist-speaking Europe.
Nor do they want us there.
Nor do they want
us there.
Us there.
We don't want them. We're proud.
Why?
We're happy to be American. You can't get Velvet Elvis paintings in Europe.
They don't want us to disturb their nation. We won't go over there and disturb it.
That's right.
What's your relationship with the second baseman, the Detroit Tigers?
We're just good friends. No relationship. We're just good friends.
All right.
And why the constant name changes? Is there any particular
I've never changed.
Why not? My name has always been Jasmine.
Well, okay.
My name's always been Jasmine.
It's a lot easier than changing members. Yeah. Jeff Stryker, by the way, has a product out. Can we plug a product? Jeff,
yeah,
our friend Jeff Stryker has a thing out called Molded from Jeff. It's a realistic dildo. And it's like, and it's 10 inches long, but we think they're measuring from the crack of his ass.
The testicles move when you touch them.
But it says Molded from Jeff on the box and everything. So we're thinking about that instead of selling t-shirts, about actually, you know, making molds of our penises and selling them.
Do you think people would buy that?
I'd buy it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'd buy 10.
Spencer's in a When did you form the Dead Milkman? How did you all meet and start out?
In the year one, the Dead Milkman formed. And then 2 years later, we did our first record. And up till now, it's been a constant struggle maintaining the integrity and musical purity of what we do. And what we've done so far.
Evolution has played a major part
alive,
in our early development. Toilet training was really hectic. All four of us using the potty at the same time, it didn't work.
What's your future plan?
Thank you.
In the future,
I'm going to do it with a chicken. And I'm going to get a child bride.
All right.
I'm going to dance naked on the roof of a car in the middle of the street.
I've been producing that for quite a while.
The what?
The Dead Milkman newsletter.
42. Well, someday we'll make number 43.
Like, we're thinking about it. We're not going to be home for a while, so we might not get a chance to write for a while.
Those
are nice,
how you doing?
Hello.
Hi, Dave.
Pretty attractive clothing, Debbie.
Debbie's here.
Get a load of that girl.
Do you guys know a place called Collingdale in Philadelphia?
No.
No?
Collingdale in Philadelphia?
It's like a little neighborhood store.
I forgot to put...
We're just joshing you. Yes, we know.
Okay.
We're just passing.
What's the name of the grinning dead cow? I thought I called it Elsie the dead cow.
Yeah,
I was right. Good.
Elsie.
Hey, what do you know?
Exactly. Who is Bucky Fellini?
That was just something I saw on a wall. Actually, we're telling people it's a combination of Bookmeister Fuller and Federico Fellini. But actually, it's just on a wall. I once saw Bucky F. says, and there's a quote after.
Yeah,
it's like Bucky Fellini.
And exactly who is RC from RC's Mob?
No, it's not RC. It's Royal Crescent Mob.
Royal.
Smile.
Joe, move to your left.
All right.
Royal Crescent Mob. Huh? They're bad.
Press the button, right?
Yeah.
That's right.
They're bad.
I can work one of these stuff. We're ready.
Alright. It'll warm up again. It might be kind of slow.
I always write to it. Give you a time to match it. Do you get my letter from the guy who starts the weird photos placing?
Yeah. This month now.
Damn, wait to sleep. You're not ready.
That work. I don't know.
You saw the time for me.
To do that?
Yep, we got it. Oh, yeah.
Here.
Apologies, but I always been this way.
Oh, I'm taping the taking of pictures, too. It's like a historic event. Just press the button. All right.
We couldn't get Joe down here from my old high school.
He's upstairs buying a t-shirt.
Buying a t-shirt when we came back.
After he forgot his ID. Going to a bar without your ID.
That is awesome, Paul.
I discovered Dougie's
really cool.
All right.
Well, I don't think close. I got this digit one off there.
Yeah. He's really cool. I autographed like 540 things in a record store today.
Did you? Yeah. Is there any way I could run Vuksen down here and get like an autograph real quick?
Vuksen?
Yeah.
Gosh, I don't know. Go get him. All right. I'm Scary Mary.
Matt.
Poop. Do you guys have a pen I can borrow? I got a pen.
Fred's got a pen.
I got a
pen. Jim's got a pen. So this is Scary Mary, and I am backstage with the Dead Milkman.
There you go.
Thank you. And you're hearing it live right here. Not really live. Taped.